Good morning.
Good morning.
Shall we start with some prayer? Yeah, sure, please.
So if you could turn to the yellow sheet in your prayer book, we will do the Shakyamuni Buddha mantra, the four immeasurables in English as well as in Tibetan, and the chants are in the blue sheet also. Dayata Ome
today we are going to start a new textbook called 7-Point Mindfulness Text. So I'm very grateful for His Holiness official translator, Dr. Tulin Jimba, who already translated these books. This contain like 100 different mindfulness texts. Actually, this is the actual Tibetan text. So last year it's not available in English, so now it's already translated in English. Everything here is already translated in English. So it makes, for me, it easy to teach because, because of the limit of my language. And today, Jimba, you know, he studied in the monastery. He used to be a monk, and he graduated from the monastery. And he speaks perfect English. He knows what he's doing. So, so there's the good things. I'm kind of, I think we can rely on this translation. So, so before we do that, we start that. So, my hope is to study this text, Seven-Point Mindset text, together with the commentaries. You know, like we try to go deep as we can to study in library and to know, explain. And before that, there's one question, so I would like to read these questions in the box. So I think it's quite important questions. So I will read it. Say, I look at my life and that of those around me, and I see pain and depression at times. I'm not good enough in meditations to stop myself from certain thoughts. Doesn't say what kind of thought. I have to believe I'm not the only one like this. I also know that sometimes there are retreats, but what if you don't know how to meditate? Are there any retreats where you can learn how to analytical or in depth meditation? Depth. So, you know, so we are thinking, the Kadambas, we are thinking to do, to retreat for the beginners, how, you know, to, you know, teach people how to do the meditations. And here, the you know, the first part of the question, the depressions. So, you know, what I think as a Buddhist monk, what I think, you know, which kind of analytical the meditation will help to overcome from depressions. So, you know, seeing the preciousness in your life, you know, seeing the value in your life, that means the meditation called, like, you know, precious human life. Precious human life. It's the very beginning of the learning. So, you know, once we, that's one way to, you know, like, because I think that because of depression, human difficulties is causes by, if I look from the Buddhist point of view, it's caused by the craving towards this life, very strongly craving towards this life. So the meditation on the preciousness in your life, seeing the preciousness, how precious your life is, seeing that helps to release yourself from this, you know, like craving from this life. So because of craving to this life should generate, you know, and some kind of fears. The craving is our attachment. So fear is generated by the causes by attachment, I think. It's cause of attachment. So because of that, you know, like the, in order to overcome from the depression, I think it's very, very important to how to lift up our spirit, mm-hmm. and how to really see the value, how much, you know, like your life's worth more than anything else in this universe. It's so important to see that, you know, in every day, before you, you know, as soon as you open your eyes, it's very, very important to see that how, you know, precious my life is. And there is reason. That's reason. It's not just, you know, like to make you feel good. There's reason. There's reason why, you know, it's so precious. There's so many, there's so much that we can do because of this life. There's so much, you know, somebody cannot do because of lack of this life. So look at the animals, you know, how much they can do. So, you know, there's a reason. That's very, very important to read the Lamrim text. The text called Lamrim, you know, lead us step by step. The beginning of that book, it talks about the precious human life. It's important. It's important that you can gain. You can gain, you know, like the very profound experience, reflecting on that on a daily basis. And then, you know, then eventually, the without effort, you know, like the seeing the preciousness in your life will pops up. Without effort, so it's very, very important. So there's, you know, like. Then, you know, for the beginner, I think for the beginner, it's very, very important to do more analytical meditations. You know, you take example, my life. And you know, like, think why it's precious, why it's so precious, why it's worth more than anything else in this universe, why? So then, you know, you use all this logic, makes sense. Then till that sinks in your heart, then, you know, then you do meditation. That's called analytical meditation. It's very, very good for the beginners. So now the second part here, like, you know, like certain thought, let's say meditation to stop myself from the certain thought. According to this, you know, like the most of the Zen meditation is very much emphasized on that, how to stop your thought. But in order to really make, you know, progress, you know, like just stopping thought is not going to make that much progress. So here, what kind of meditation that you use in order to stop the thought? The breathing meditations. That's what it's really for. You know, like the text called the Abhidharma Kosha, written by one of the Indian masters, Bhasavandhu. So it's all that text is already translated into also in English. So chapter number 4, I believe, you find the meditation, the breathing meditations. And here, I think probably you have similar but different, like, before you, if you cannot sleep, you count the sheep. She's jumping on the fence, or how many sheep they jump on the fence? It's pretty much, you know, like same. The reason, you know, sometimes, you know, we can't sleep because they're thinking, constantly thinking. and the breathing meditation is a technique to stop, you know, like doing it. Because the mind is, the nature of mind, you know, at the moment we can't focus simultaneously on two different things. So because once you focus on breathing, your breath, then it automatically stops, you know, other thoughts. But that is not the point of meditation. The point of meditation is to gain something. You know, it's not the point of meditation, not, you know, just to face the wall and then sit there and do nothing. That's not the point of meditation. The meditation, we are trying to develop something. Only we can develop something through the familiarization. Familiarization, that's meditation. What is meditation? In Tibetan, gom means familiarizations. So in order to become familiar, and we have to do it again and again, not just one time, do it again and again, till it sinks in your heart. So then the last part of the question, that we will, you know, like, and that we do have number of, you know, like, people here in Kadamba Saga who are, you know, qualified to lead the retreat, to teach class, to lead the class. So once everything settles down here now, you know, you can see almost the Kadamba Saga now become Zen center here. That's all. Yeah, so then when everything settles down, we definitely will do the retreat there, you know, we'll lead the retreat for the people who want to learn how to meditate. So please try that meditation. You will find the beginning of the Lamrim book. It's called Precious Human Life. And read that section, and, you know, do analytical meditation and see will it really help to overcome from depressions. And it's also important, you know, what is causes the what is the direct cause for the depression? What is the direct cause? You know? The sadness, I think, is not. I don't see the sadness as a problem because it's the human life. It's part of human life. It's okay to be sad. There's nothing wrong. You know. Then you know, it looks like the deep sadness. If that sadness remains there a long time, that's also not. You know, if that sadness causes you some kind of negative feeling, then that's not good, you know. So otherwise, there's nothing wrong with the sadness at all, because there's one Buddhist sadhava called ever weeping, the weeps, mm-hmm. cries all the time. You know, there's nothing wrong. You know, like, and there's nothing wrong when you think about the people in Ethiopia, you know, there's some southern part of Africa, you know, they're alive and you have tears, there's nothing wrong. That's okay. You know, like that's not. It's much 100 times better than lying, cheating, you know, thinking something negative. So that's not. You know, so depression. You know, like if used. You know, like if the depression in itself is seeing, like you know, like not value in your life. That's not good. So I think that will help. That meditation will help really. That meditation, why it helps. Why I'm thinking it will help? Because this meditation will lift up your spirit. You know, it allows you to see the value in your life. More you see value in your life, more you see the value in other people's life. More you respect. And if you think my life is nothing, then you may think other people's life is nothing. And you don't respect. So important to, you know, see the, how much, you know, these lives, you know, like, more than I think anything in this universe. It's very, very important. So please try that meditation. And you can read. There's books available in the Kadamba Center. If you are not able to buy, you can probably borrow. and you can keep till they call you to return your book.
Never.
Read, please. You know, read. And any question, then write it down on a piece of paper. Then you know, then I will, you know, explain. And I'll try my best to explain. The reason I ask people to write down the question on a piece of paper, that give me chance to think, you know, that this question is about the, it's not something about how to make the, how to build the jet. So then, you know, this is the question, whatever question that comes on this piece of paper is important. So it's important for me to think, you know, a couple of days. And sometimes I don't have an answer. Then I, what I do, I call my teacher in India and I ask them. that's why, you know, why we put the question paper outside the lobby. and please try that and see how it goes. And you know, it's been helping like thousand years, some kind of meditations. So then see it's like, it has good credit. How do you say credit?
Credibility.
Say, you know, if you buy a lot of things, then you get good credit.
Oh yes, credit. Oh.
And then later on, if you go there, they will believe you. They believe you. Mm. You have good credit. Same, this book has good credit. Really, you know, it's like benefit many people, thousands of years. So you know, this practice has been. Practices many years, not just, you know, it's, you know, comes out 2 years ago. It's not like that. Mm. It's been practicing 1,000 years. It helps. So see, you know, and try, because you are able to reach, you know, think, and see, then you try. Oh yeah, so this is all about the questions. So so now the book that we are going to study called Mind Training. In Tibetan tradition, the oral transmission is very, very important, because we believe that's carrying some kind of blessings. Because the oral transmission, when you think about the transmission, oral transmission, you are thinking about all the way from Shakyamuni Buddha till now, generation to generation, like unbroken lineage. Unbroken lineage, that means, you know, you take that, then therefore you say that it's like continuous. So I received these teachings from Lama Zhepa Rinpoche. And in not many years ago in Taos. And whole day meeting, and the 7 o'clock, their teachings goes on and on like till probably midnight, then the teaching, another teaching start midnight, goes on like 4 o'clock. So, so anyway, I received that, and I don't know, there's no plan. I brought this book with me, because this is the book about the same books, this is all about the mind changes. When I went to, before I went to the Taos, there's meetings in New Mexico Taos. So I brought this book some days ago, you know, I thought I'm going to read this. And then all of a sudden, Rinpoche, you know, there's a couple of geishas, we decide to request Rinpoche to give the oral transmission of this. How many oral transmissions? Rinpoche, turns out Rinpoche got all the oral transmission of this book, whole book. And we request Rinpoche, and Rinpoche start to teach midnight. Second day, a couple of us thought, okay, probably we should not ask Rinpoche. Because like the whole day, the meeting, whole day meetings, the 7 o'clock, there are teachings. And after that, another teaching, that the oral transmission start midnight. So anyway, so Rinpoche only give 2 days, but Rinpoche is very busy. So anyway, I received that, and Rinpoche received this oral transmission from one of the Nyingma masters called, Dunjo Rinpoche, something like that. Dunjo Rinpoche, that has some moustache.
Song
Rinpoche. No, Song Rinpoche. That's Nyingma master. So anyway, it's not important. So important that Rinpoche received from one of the Nyingma masters, so that I received this from Rinpoche. So, and I will read this a little bit, so then we'll stop, then we'll go, we'll really study from next time that we go. Today, you know, we have goodbye potluck. Goodbye.
Please come back.
Yeah, together. Yeah. Goodbye and come back. Combination. Today, what I will do, I will read one stanza from the 7-point mind training test, one stanza from there, then maybe a little bit from the commentary, and we stop. Okay. It says like the 7-point mind training text is, you know, composed by Chekawa Ishidoji. Chekawa Ishidoji is the name of the author. Chekawa Ishidoji, Tibetan masters. I think he was born in 1101. Mm-hmm. He was born in that, and he passed away in 1175 in Tibet. And it's very, you know, like one of the important masters from the Kadampa traditions, really. So all his, you know, like work, when you read his text, is really touching your heart. So some of them, the reason, you know, these are the kind of person who not just talk, you know, like they practice what you have saying here.
Mm-hmm.
You practice what you preach.
Yeah, they walk the walk.
Walk and talk. So that says, for me, it doesn't make any sense. Preach. Yeah. Preach, you want
to preach. Practice what you preach.
That makes sense. Preach, you want so anyway, so this, you know, this kind of, this also, he's really, you know, they take the teaching serious in their heart. You know, that they take the teaching as a tool how to liberate themselves. It's not just knowledge. But they really, you know, like test themselves through that, you know, practice, and see, am I really able to gain something? Am I really able to, you know, generate, you know, like realizations? Or is it just, you know, just, it's just myth? So they really, you know, test that. These are the kind of person they really test, you know, thoroughly. They really test, not just through brain, and through experience. Together with the brain and experience, they really test Buddha's teachings. Many decades and decades, you know, and through that, they gain unbelievable realization in their mind streams. So these are the people who know just teach, who really know, embrace the Buddha's teachings, and, you know, analyze thoroughly, and, you know, first they learn, first they study, and they learn, and they test. So it's something that that kind of teaching is able to produce some kind of change in my heart. So that's what they're looking for. So then, you know, they really test through, you know, their brain and experience, and they gain a lot of realizations. So so this is Gichekawa, is one of the important masters in Kadamba traditions. So now I will read one sentence, that the presentations of the preliminary, the basis. And this is the first line from the 7.19 test. First train in the preliminary.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first line. Will you stop here? Oh yeah, so I'm very, very happy, you know, to know that, you know, that Dr. Thulinja Bahu already translated all this different kind of mind text into English. So it makes, for me, it makes much, much easier. so stop here, the read as root text, and probably read a little bit from the introductions from here. So here, then we'll stop. This introduction from Trujan Jimba, the meaning of the mind training, So it's important, so we are studying from the very beginning. So meaning the Tibetan terms, Lojong, that's what we call Lojong.
Mm-hmm.
Lojong. So, okay, so here they say, Trujan Jimba says, Lo. I will read this because it's much, much easier, because it makes more sense rather than trying to mind broken English. Mm-hmm. More sense here. So, law stands for mind. That's what we mind, law. Sometimes say Ripa, sometimes say law, sometimes you say Shepa. It's a synonym. Stand for mind. Thought, attitude, they use three words. Mind, thought, attitude. In Tibetan, word lo, rik, shepa. Sometimes you see shepa, sometimes you see rikpa, sometimes lo, but it's synonym, same. I assume it's all the same here, like mind, thought, attitude.
Mm.
According to Tibetan terms, it has to be synonym, so I don't know in English it's a synonym or not. So mind. Okay, so anyways, there's law. There's law stands for mind and thought attitude. Law, jong. That's the law, first word, syllable, law. So here, jong, so, it's like, okay, here says, why jong connote several interrelated but distinct meanings. First, jong can refer training. So here, in this context, it's a training. Transformation, training, or change. Jong, no jong. Then question is why? Because so many difficulties that we experience day to day life. It's not physical difficulties, it's emotion difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
So emotion difficulty has to solve through the progress in mind, because it's part of it's a mental problem. It's a mental problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mental problem, you know, like yeah, we have experience day to day life. We have all kind of experience, and like headache, you take aspirin,
yes.
It's course, and 5 minutes it's gone. But emotion problems, you know, difficulties, there's no aspirin. And, you know, certain things you can, you know, like this, or certain medicines that will numb your, you know, mind, and, you know, you don't feel like it's there, but when the power is gone, then it's again there. So anyway, so that's why the Buddhism, you know, Buddhism there's so many, like, mind training texts. Why, you know, why there's need, only through the change in the mind could solve the, you know, emotion problems. Best way to solve the emotion problems without having any side effect. It could save a lot of money. In the Western world, could save some lot of money, you know. So that's here, like, training, this is the accurate, the translation of the Dzong according to this context, 7-point mind training test. And the Dzong also means, you know, here he refers, Dzong can refer to training whereby one, we'll read this later, so probably running out of time, stop here. Don't worry, so just you can see the book. You have plenty to learn. So, and we'll stop here, so, you know, there's something happening in the Kadamba Center. So,
she has her. Okay. So, Keisha and Sarah here are going to do a mandala offering, like we discussed. The text, actually, the chants are in the handout, the white handout, the long mandala offering, as well as the back, there's a short mandala offering. So, while there's
we'd like everyone to chant with us,
yeah.
If they're comfortable doing it.
So it's going to start by starting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jin Kamu Arji Wo Om Vajra Bhumi Aum Wang Chen Le Shina Shi Om Vajra Leke Aum Shri Chakri Ko Yugi Ko Wei Jusu Shri Yashori Rav Shadu Vakto
Wow.
Did the PhD on this? He did PhD on this modern text. And now Alex has already got his professor degree from the modern text. Are you probably first one from Katamba? Yeah. So anyway, so that's like it's wonderful. You know, that's link between the member and this book. So I will have said that.
So I'm going to try to do this without too much emotion. But I want to thank Sarah and Keisha on behalf of everyone at Kadampa Center for being incredible teachers themselves by their mind training practice. It's so amazing and appropriate that we're starting to learn this text when they're leaving, because for me personally, and I think for a lot of other people at Kadampa Center, they have been embodiments of mind training and have blessed us in so many ways. And this is all on behalf of Kadampa Center. We beg you, please come back.
Thank you.
my microphone.
And again, I would like to thank all of you, each of you, for your time and energy and for all the, your contribution for New Settler. So, so my lunch offering for the members is getting close and close. And last week I went to the restaurants and I asked the owner. He told me he has 100 seats in the restaurant, so it's getting closer and closer. So anyway, so I would really like to thank to deep down from my heart and each of you and all your contributions, ideas, times, the money. And so now you see the progress, and we still have there's miles to go. Miles? Well, I don't know how many miles. There's at least a couple of miles to go. So probably you're here. So, anyway, thank you very much. So then we'll do some dedications.
If we turn to the yellow sheet, we will do the dedication verses at the top and then the long life prayer, holiness, and Lama Zopa. At this time, if you have names that you'd like remembered during the dedication for a blessing.
There's one, I think, boy from Mexico, so that I know, so passed away in a car accident, who's 14 years old. His name is George. George,
please. You can say the name aloud if you wish.
Teddy Benislam. Barb Bradford, my dear friend who died December 20th.
Mary Stevenson and Sarah Allen.
Andre Carson.
Justin Coleman.
Vicki Smith and Micah McCarter.
Mary Archuleta.
Sarah, as she begins a long journey across the state, may you travel well and safely.
Sonia Funk.
Ike O'Jordan.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by suffering of the body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are with toil be restored and finding repose. May the naked find clothing, may the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those who meet with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the fighting cease to be afraid, and those bound be free. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Shinrei, Kelvin, Gargasso, please remain and bless us our hands. You who uphold the secure small way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Mahayana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please lead me as a alone. And now, with the Tara Mantra?
Yeah, maybe it's a couple of them.
Om Tara 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om 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 tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And enjoy the potluck. Yeah.